Philippians chapter 2, verses 25 through 30. These scriptures speak of Epaphroditus, an individual laborer for the Lord, an individual that fell sick nigh unto death based on overwork in the body of Christ, compensating for the lack of support and the lack of work of others. Here, Philippians chapter 2, Paul is admonishing the Philippian church for their lack of service that put Epaphroditus at risk of death. Epaphroditus, with self-sacrificing and overwork, had to make up for the lack of the Philippian church. This individual is not unique. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 20 speaks of Trophimus, whom Paul left at Miletus sick. These words, sick in the Greek, speak of weak, speak of being feeble, speak of being spent and drained from overwork. Individuals in the church today must be careful of overworking themselves and use wisdom to have proper wellness for themselves, proper diet, proper rest, proper exercise program for themselves that allows them to take care of themselves physically as they go forth in the service of the Lord. These individuals have a heart of self-sacrifice and should be commended for their labor of love in the Lord. These individuals also are overworked based on the lack of others. There are many Christians today on the sidelines of Christianity, watching others do all the heavy lifting, sitting back and not being involved, but yet criticizing others who are involved. Christianity is not a spectator sport. Individuals in the body of Christ are needed in the vineyard to serve the Lord. Rather than individuals sit back and observe and speak ill of others, these individuals need to look in the mirror and say to themselves, when was the last time that individual passed out a track? When was the last time that individual led somebody to Christ? When was the last time that individual visited the sick and the shut-in? When was the last time that individual fed the homeless? When was the last time that individual visited a hospital? When was the last time that individual participated in the prayer ministry? Unfortunately, individuals today sit back and criticize others that are laboring for the Lord when they should get off of their blessed assurance and go forth and put their hand to the plow and support the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus proclaimed in Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 and 38, a prayer request by stating, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest."
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.